Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, this week's episode is on prayer. I know God has answered some of my prayers. Do you wonder if He answers yours? On one particular week, we were getting ready. My late husband was battling bone cancer. We had tests coming up. Gunner was in baseball. Clint was trying to help him practice with an oxygen tank, and he felt horrible. I remember him getting frustrated and going to the garage and organizing it, just like taking his frustrations out on the garage, which I'm not gonna complain, right? When our guys go to town and wanna organize something, you don't say anything, you just support it. But I knew him not feeling good, he was gonna pay for it later. And sure enough, he comes in the house after hours of frustration, of not feeling good, not being able to do what he knows he should be able to do. Are you in a health crisis? Do you know people that are? And it's extremely frustrating when there's things you know how to do, but you can't physically do it. And that's where he was. He was in this mental torment and battle with, I can't even help my son throw the baseball out front. I can't clean my dumb garage like I want to. He's 34 years old. He felt terrible. So most of the time he handled it like a pro. He was a superhero most of the time. And it was really easy to be supportive of him and be his fan club president because he was awesome. Well, this day he was not so awesome after all of this mental and physical problems. He came in that night and he was mad. He was ornery. He came in to talk to me and just, just purged all of his deepest thoughts, how frustrated he was. He sat there and cried, and he never did that. And when you know you're in a good marriage, you're each a partnership for each other. When the other one's high and the other one's low, you can help equalize and balance out and lift up the other. And Clint was low. Clint was at rock bottom. And it was scary for me because he usually never was. And so I instantly wanted to, oh, you think you have it hard right now? How do you think I have it? But I couldn't do that. And I just had to go to the bathroom. I had to excuse myself for a second after I let him talk. And the bathroom and me, on a side note, are best friends. Okay, if you guys need to go somewhere and have a moment, I go to the bathroom. If I'm gonna cry and I don't want anybody to know, I go in the shower. So my bathroom was my little sanctuary. So I excused myself for a second after he laid it all on the line. And I shut the door and I went to the sink and I could feel like the dam start to crack and the flood of tears I knew were gonna come, and I couldn't do that. I knew in that moment I had to be strong for Clint. I knew crying is not bad, but I knew at that moment I couldn't do that. I knew him and I knew he needed me to be strong, but I didn't have any strength of my own. And I said a prayer. I said, Heavenly Father, help me. Help me be strong. Please, please, I can't cry right now. And it was miraculous for me because instantly it was like a flip of a light switch. Like instantly, like God sent an angel, God, I don't know what he did. I knew I could be strong. It was like I was zapped with instant strength from God. The tears, that feeling of, oh no, here comes that ugly cry, that feeling dissipated. Instantly, it was gone. And I knew, I looked myself in the mirror and I knew my prayer was answered. I knew that was not my own strength. I knew that Bauer power is from our Savior Jesus Christ. And I knew somehow the miraculous, amazing power of Jesus Christ's atonement was infused into my life in that second. And I walked out of that bathroom with the strength of God behind me. And I was able to buoy him up and to finish listening to him and to give him strength and hope and comfort when I had none of my own to give. And I know from that experience that God answers my prayers. Now, how would I have known that had my life been easy? Right? I would have never turned to God in the depths of sorrow if I didn't have any sorrow. I would have, if I didn't have that bad day, I wouldn't be sitting here looking at you and telling you, I know God answers my prayers. And I know he does. And I wouldn't trade that bad day and that hard experience for anything, because I know God is there for me. And when you know God's there for you, it's easier the next time to turn to him. And it gives you the, God is there. I know it. And he'll be there for you. And if you don't know he's there for you, give him a chance. Go to him when you're going to cry. Go to him with your troubles, your heartaches, your sorrow, your bitterness, your anger. If you go to him and give him the chance, he will show up. He will not force himself in your life, but if you invite him in, he will be there for you. And he was there for me that day, and I know it. And I frequently, it's probably been 7 or 8 years, I frequently reflect back on that day and in that instant, and I know that God is there for me. So I know that now in my life, when it's been hard, I know that I can look back and go, gosh, he was there. Another time and experience I want to share today is Clint was sick. I always wanted to have another baby. And when you're on, your life's on display for cancer, or any illness that's public, people are always, trying to think about you, right? And sometimes you don't want it to be about you. And I was at a baby shower for one of my dear friends, Jerusha. And I didn't realize it would be hard. I went to this baby shower and here's everybody, you know, laughing and eating, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it just hits me that I'm never gonna have another one of his babies. He's not gonna be there to even watch his kids grow up. Like, normally you just push it out of your mind and try to pretend like your life is normal, and I'm just like everybody else sitting in this baby shower. And I know everybody there were my friends and they would understand, but I did not want to melt down at my friend's baby shower. It wasn't about me, and I didn't want it to be about me. I wanted it to be about her. I didn't want any focus to be on me. So I know that when I go to the bathroom and pray, God hears my prayers. So I excused myself for a second. I went into the bathroom and I just poured my heart out to God. Please do not have me cry right now. Please give me the strength. I do not want to cry right now. Could I have cried and been fine? Yes. But my will was, please, I do not. And if you can give me your strength again, I would really appreciate it. And he answered my prayer. I was able to pull myself together. I was able to walk out of that bathroom. I was able to see her open her presents and laugh with my friends and load my plate up with treats. And then as soon as I could leave, I left and I walked out the front door, and I was thinking, man, I'm so powerful and I'm so good and so strong. It was like instantly God ripped off that Band-Aid. And when I got to my car, like, I bawled. But I know that he loves me and he listened to me and he answered my prayers and he helped me be strong when I needed to be. And then he also helped me realize what his strength did for me, because when it was gone, I was a mess. And I know God is there for us. I know that our bad days can help refine us and help us realize that he'll be there if we choose to invite him in. Are you having a hard time? Is your life not easy? Is something hard that you're struggling with? Is it faith you're struggling with? Is it a divorce? I mean, I've been there. It sucks. You know, I frequently have had to, even in the last year, go back to those hard times and go, oh, I know God's there for me. I know He answers my prayers. But He's not just going to miraculously give you His strength if you don't ask Him. So you need to pray. And that's why I wanted to share this week's episode with you guys of prayer. That if you haven't put God to the test, put Him to the test. He is there for you. He loves you. He wants to give you His strength and answer your prayers if it is His will. Let Him show up for you. Give Him the chance, because in those dark, sad moments, that will be a refining and defining moment where you will look back the whole rest of your life and know that He's there for you. Because I know through what I've been through that God is there and that He hears and answers our prayers. And I leave that with you, to turn to Christ and believe in Him and believe in God, because they believe in you and they want to help you and they want to answer your prayers and listen to you. So go to them. No, if nobody else understands, they do. And no matter what, don't forget that I'm here for you, and to put on your big girl pants, even when you don't want to. And if you need to go to your bathroom and cry instead of put on your big girl pants, that's okay. That's okay. You don't always have to be strong. But sometimes you need to be strong and know that in those times, God will be there for you. And I love you. Have a good week.